Philip Hayes, spokesperson for the American Sugar Alliance.
Let's talk about sugar production and the market for sugar. International markets are affecting ours a lot, so expand on that.
Right. Well, prices here in the U.S. have been in the tank for the past 12-plus months. And to put it into perspective, it's been the equivalent of $2 corn for us. We've been dealing with prices that are back at the lows of the 1980s. Obviously, our cost of production aren't stuck at 1980s levels, and that's created tremendous pressure on the U.S. sugar industry. Now, why have prices gone down that low? Well, the answer is pretty simple. Foreign subsidization. Globally, Brazil, Thailand, and India are the largest three sugar producers, and they have increased their rates of subsidization in an attempt to take market share from one another. That has caused globally prices to be depressed, which affects prices here in the United States. Also closer here to home, Mexico has been dumping sugar at record rates onto the U.S. market. The Mexican sugar industry is highly inefficient. The Mexican government actually owns and operates 20% of the Mexican sugar industry, and they've been dumping below-cost sugar on the U.S. market, looking to take market share from more efficient U.S. producers.
What can be done to resolve this?
Well, specifically with Mexico, the U.S. sugar industry filed what are called anti-dumping and countervailing duty cases. That's kind of a nerdy way of saying anti-dumping and anti-subsidy cases. We filed those with the Department of Commerce in March. The Department of Commerce has ruled in our favor. The Department of Commerce has said, yes, it's clear that Mexico is subsidizing and that Mexico is illegally dumping product into the U.S. market. And so they've imposed duties on Mexico to try to rectify that situation. The two governments are currently involved in talks for a settlement to stop these predatory trade practices, and we're hopeful that they'll reach a finalized agreement here in the coming days or weeks. Now, globally, when you look at Brazil and India and Thailand and other exporters of sugar, what we're suggesting to the U.S. government is that we adopt something called a zero-for-zero sugar policy, where we go to the World Trade Organization and we offer to get rid of the U.S. sugar program. But we only offer to do that in exchange for other countries getting rid of their subsidies as well. We are highly efficient producers, and we know that we can succeed in a true free market, and that's our ultimate objective. But what we're not willing to do is unilaterally disarm.
Now, what are the chances of a multilateral disarmament?
Well, you know, it's I don't want to say it's a 0% chance, because I think that there is a chance, and I think that the problem has gotten severe enough that we've got to try. It's going to be difficult though. Getting all countries at the same table to agree to get rid of subsidies is a pretty monumental task. But we do believe that countries like India and Thailand and Brazil, who internationally preach their desire for a free market, we're challenging them. You know, put your money where your mouth is. Let's get rid of the programs and let's let the best businesses win.